Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prozen's here. Bob's back. He's an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Prozen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, an award-winning book that's still one of my favorites. He's our good friend, Bob Prozen. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
He also created the training program, the Small Business Accelerator, which we helped him launch in the show, which I still encourage you to find and use. Hey, Bob, it's good to talk to you. In 1997, when I started doing my show, one of the first pieces of advice I had for my audience was that we were going to have to get good at three things in the new century coming up at that time. And that was, we're going to have to get better at networking. We're going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances, and we're going to have to get better at technology. We have to get good at technology. Now, Bob, in 1997, when I say get good at technology, that sounds like a duh right now. But in 1997, that wasn't that much of a duh. That was people, you know, wondering if I'd lost my head or not. But here we are, 23 years later, and there still are businesses who haven't transformed digitally. They're not going to make it, are they?
They're really not, Jim. If you just look over the last 12 months, this whole digital revolution has taken a huge leap forward. And it didn't matter where small business was in their evolution of it. It's already moved. So if you haven't been on the leadership side of this in your company, you are now severely behind. And this digital technology, you know, you got to boil it down to English, Jim. You know, you and I are CEOs, and we understand CEO business speak. We don't understand all the technology jargon in that foreign language, and frankly, we don't have the time to figure all that out. So we need to understand it in an English way, a business way that we understand. And clearly, the answer is this. If you want to grow your organization, you want more sales and more profits, and you want to do it less expensively than you had before, and you want to stay in the game and beat your competition, you absolutely have to have a digital growth strategy, Jim.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing that I remind people about, I want you to talk about a little bit about, Bob, is I tell them you're not going to out-technology Amazon, Walmart, or Target. You're not going, because you don't have enough money. They've got the money. They can do this. You're not going to outdo them digitally. But you don't have to win. You don't have to beat them at this race, but you do have to run in the race. You have to show your customers that you're showing up with a number to be in the race. And if you do that, enough of them will give you credit for your effort and for your performance to give you enough business to survive and thrive. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. And you know, when I wrote Kiss Theory Goodbye years ago, which you've been a great supporter of, and I appreciate that, Jim, and you know, we hit number one on Amazon. It was all because of my ability and commitment to help small business actually execute on things in a simplified way. So we take away all of the concern, the fear, the risk, and we do things that we know that work. And one thing that absolutely must work for all of our companies on this call today, all business leaders, is that you have to connect with your buyers in a different way today. And it's all around this idea of, one, understanding their business problems, two, giving them information to help solve those business problems, and I can explain more of this, Jim, as we go along, and then most importantly, after all of this, you need to look at your business through your customers' eyes. How do they see you online? How do they see you digitally? What do they take away when they visit you? Because the only way people buy from you is that they have to trust you. Mm-hmm. And the only way they trust you in today's world, because we lost trust in our institutions, let's face it,
That's right.
We've lost trust in the big business, right? So trust is built one-to-one. And the only way people trust us who don't know us and you want to do business with them is you have to establish credibility. And that is done online, Jim.
Well, and yes, exactly. And the word that I use to describe some of the things you just mentioned are expectations. If you just have that word in your head, what are my customers' expectations? That covers your performance expectation from them. That covers the digital expectation from them. That covers their trust expectation. What are the expectations? And those are things that you can follow and track, aren't they? These are things you can ask them about.
Oh, yeah. In today's world, Jim, the technology actually blows me away, you know, on what you can figure out these days and who you can target. You can target your exact customer that you want to talk to digitally. You can qualify them in many, many ways: income, marital status, occupation, age, gender, values, goals, barriers, pain points, books that they read, magazines, people they follow, TV shows, experts. I can go on and on and on. Conservative, liberal.
Mm-hmm.
You can target exactly who you want to talk to in the digital world. That's all available today. And it needs to be discussed in a way that business owners aren't intimidated by it. Jim, when I sit in meetings with my business clients once a month, and you know, I help them run their business every day,
mm-hmm.
and they start to talk about their channels of growth, right? And they're talking about their sales and their marketing and how they're doing against their plan. And then when the, quote, digital conversation takes place, I watch people's eyes in the meeting,
mm-hmm.
and they glaze over.
Mm-hmm.
And they glaze over because people are using terms and terminology that most of the business people don't understand.
Right.
But what they do understand is that they're spending money on Facebook ads, they're spending money on media buys, and they don't know how to even measure the return on investment. And that is an essential part of this as you move forward. You've got to do it smartly, not waste your money, and actually acquire new customers that are sticky.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, the thing about this, Bob, is you're not, as you said earlier, you're the CEO. You're not supposed to be the expert at this, but you are supposed to budget the money and the time and the effort to find people who can help you with this. You've got to do that. It's part of the digital transformation. Bob, I need your website, please.
www.bobprosen.com.
P-R-O-S-E-N, bobprosen.com. We're going to come take a quick break. We're going to come back and get Bob to help us a little bit more build out our own digital transformation strategy, digital growth strategy. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.